India.
Dash.
Forums. India-forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hi guys. Well, he has come on India Forums before and has made us laugh like mad with his sense of humor, touched our heart with his insightful thinking, and impressed us out and out with his on-screen antics. Well, not to mention that his unruly curls and his impish smile set millions of hearts racing every time. So here I am, Minnie, back again with the incorrigibly charming Raj Singh Arora. So welcome back, Raj, and it's such a pleasure always to have you here.
Oh, I'm still gloating with all the good thing that you said about me. So I've got this big blushy smile on my face. So thank you, Minnie.
Okay. All right.
So my cheeks are all red now, and you know, I'm like blushing, but I'm so kicked from inside. I'm genuinely happy about the nice things you said. Hi, India Forums. Hi, everybody. Raj Singh Arora. And it's been a while since I've spoken to everybody. And I thought now is the right time to say hello and love you all to everybody. Hi there.
Okay. Now, first thing first, let me share with the members that Raj just now told me that he has been nominated for the Star Parivar Awards. So Raj, please do tell us about it.
Yippee!
Okay, we heard that. Now, now proceed.
Okay, I've been nominated. This is my very first nomination, and it's for Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki. It's Best Beta. I'm sure all the remix fans are going, but no, for me it means a lot. And I mean, you know, like it's really good. And you must understand that, you know, I have got nominated. I've played this role of Ashu for around 4 to 6 months. That's it. And most of the people who get nominated have been playing these roles for years and years. And I came from playing UV to playing Ashu. And I really approached this role with a lot of seriousness. When I went to Balaji, a lot of people spoke about Balaji this way. But I had immense respect for Balaji and Ekta. And I approached the role with a lot of seriousness. And I think the rewards are finally here. I've got nominated and I'm damn kicked about it.
Oh yes, we all are. We all are very happy for you. And one more thing is, like, it's such a big thing because I think we are the first one to share the news with you. So that is big for us as well.
Exactly, because you happened by chance to call me around. I was just, somebody had told me, watch the Star Parivar nomination special, and there I was getting nominated. And exactly half an hour later, you called me. So it's like, it's instantly breaking now. Most of the people are getting to know now. I mean, those who haven't caught TV, I think Ashtha, one of my fans from India Forums who calls me, her big bhaiya, knew about it, and she messaged me the first one. So that's about it. And you guys, I'm telling you, please vote for me. I don't know, there is some voting system, so please vote, everybody.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely move that forward for you. Now, let me quickly first read a message for you. I don't want to miss this one. Hi, Raj bhaiya. Ashmi here. Whoopi, finally you are back on India Forums, and I'm damn happy, bro. I really adore you as UV, which resembles you in passion, in the passion of music. Well, please stay with me on this one. These guys really write in short form, so I have to really figure their out.
I totally understand. It's difficult for people like us to comprehend what they write in these short messages.
Okay. But the message is awesome. I'm proceeding. And then you entered Kahani, and we all remix fans did support you, and you were, I guess, completely loyal to the role of Ashu also. And now finally you are back to rock the world of television, as Ratanaka sweetly said, Ratu. A biker, a dude again. Now I'm eagerly waiting for the 30th April to see you back on television. And yeah, one more thing, please don't ever cut your hair. Long hair really suits you. Mama. And may God bless you.
Thank you so much. The name was again, what did you say the name was?
Ashni.
Oh, Ashni is the one. I mean, it's coincidental that I just spoke about her because she's the first one to have messaged me on my cell phone to say that congratulations, Raj bhaiya, I'm very happy for you. So this girl's really sweet, and I must say thank you so much, little sister, for, you know, like always being there, and she always constantly keeps messaging me stuff like this. And of course, yes, thank you so much, everybody, and I hope you guys enjoy Ratu, and I'm sure there's going to be more questions about him. And I won't cut my hair. I love my hair too.
Okay. Now tell us something about your new show 4 and your character.
Okay. First and foremost, to all the diehard remix fans, my first honest confession, please, this is not remix. A. Let me get that very, very clear. Anybody has any wrong notions, it is not remix. It is not remotely like remix. Yes, it does have the spirit of remix in it. It's a very different show. I haven't seen any of the episodes myself. But the one thing about this show is it's on a different dimension. I think most of the remix fans are a little bit more urbane and sophisticated. This deals with a different avenue. Its basis is friendship, which was there in remix also. But this one is about four friends. There are three boys, one girl. I play the character of Ratu, Ratan Lal Mahajan. And essentially, this show is about people, friends in a small town. Now, I don't know how many people on India forums would understand. There are a lot of fans, I remember, from smaller parts of India. Now, they would relate to this show far more than the urban sophisticated. Even you would, because it's great fun. And as a unit also, it's very different. I mean, I've never had this much fun on shooting ever before. I mean, remix was good, but this one shooting wise is a blast because the director is a class apart. So essentially the show is about friendship, it's about dreams, ambitions, and in my case I can speak about me and the other three characters. It's about small town friendship. When you're in a small town, you don't have too many avenues in life to do. Like in Bombay, you can go to a mall, you can probably, you know, go to a disco, you can do bowling, or you can go to a cafe, coffee day, or barista. Now, these things are coming in small towns too. But largely, if I talk about people from, let's start from Srinagar, Jammu, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Amritsar, Ambala, let's go to UP, Meerut, let's go to Darjeeling, in Calcutta, Nagaland, Manipur, all these small states, Gujarat, and, you know, Haryana, and Tamil Nadu, small, small places, which don't have, and there are young people there, and they have avenues, and they are a part of the new modern India, which is getting access to television, internet. They see remix too, just like all of you have seen. And probably to them, remix means even more sitting in a small town. This show, Four, it's about four friends, is essentially about that. Friends, whereby, because I have lived 3 years of my life in a small town, so I can relate to it as a character at some level. And I don't know how many of the Mumbai people or Delhi people can, but a lot of small town kids who are on India forums will relate, because you go to school and then all you have is your friends. In the evening you hang out with your friends, talk about the same things, and somewhere down the line you think that what am I going to do with my life? This show deals with that. This show is, its core is very clean, very honest. It deals about trying to break out from a small town and achieving your dreams, about making money, about what you want to do with your life, stuff like that.
It's actually, I think, something many, many will, you know, relate to around the world, because unlike contrary popular belief, even abroad, the smaller towns are still like that. They don't really have too many avenues to, you know, hang out. They come back from school and hang out with their friends. That is exactly what the young people do, even in, you know, places abroad where they are not really living in London or living in New York, not living in LA. So I think you
exactly, like I think you're calling me from America, and most of the American small towns are still the same. I mean, I don't know, my perception is largely based on cinematic and what I read in books, but it's basically you know high school or whatever finishes, you sit in your pickup trucks, grab a couple of beers, drink, check out the girls there, say hi, probably shoot some pool or something, go back in the evening and still sit with the same friends and talk to the same friends over the phone. In fact, my promo is right now on Sony Sub, and it's looking pretty nice. It's about four friends standing on a crossroad. We shot this in the interior of Maharashtra, where, believe me, there is no Coke, no Pepsi, nothing. It's just dry, arid land. It is so beautiful. In fact, if you want to hear it, it's on. Okay, hold on. This is the soundtrack. Okay, I hope you caught that, and I hope that's not a copyright infringement on the television.
What do you expect from your new show? What are your expectations? That's UV Crazy Fan and Nia
Watson. Honestly speaking, I think at this point of time, expectation wise, yes, I would like it to do well and stuff, but I really don't look at it that way. I know that, I mean, for me, expectation is a wrong word. When I'm in front of a camera, I have a great time doing my job, and this one has been way too fulfilling. It's been great fun. Rest is a matter of economics. Like, I personally feel the sub people did not advertise it and market it in the correct manner. They should have started doing it a long time back. They started a little late. But expectation-wise, I feel that it's definitely got potential as far as being a very honest show. It's got some great performances. And it's a very different take on television. It's not been done too often. So I'm hoping that the niche audience and the sophisticated urban audience or the small town kids really love it. And as I said, it's not Remix, but yes, it's a different avenue of life, which is more relatable. Remix was more pop culture. This also has its moments of being poppy, but it's a little bit more, it's got some more substance down at it.
Is the story about a small village, a small town or a semi-town, like, what is the life all about? Because you are a biker there. You are sounding like a dude, and yet it's a place where you don't find Pepsi, Coke. So what kind of role and what kind of situation is it?
No. You got me wrong. The Pepsi, Coke, I was telling you, the place where I had shot the promo, there, that's where I was just, when the promo was coming on television, so that I must clarify. The place where I shot the promo was the interior of Maharashtra. The town, which is a fictional town within the show 4 called Palanket, is a reasonably well-to-do town which has got affected by all the mass commercial of India.
No, I get you. We are I'm very Indian at heart. I know exactly everything about India. So I get you completely what you're trying to say. So yeah, get it.
I was just telling you that the promo that was being shown on air that time, it was shot in the interiors of Maharashtra where there was no Coke Pepsi. But the town where I shoot has got everything from internet to stuff. But it's a small town. I mean, I don't know how to explain it in American terminology. I mean, so exactly, you know, it's got the money, it's got the style, the town, but like I come, like all four of us come from middle class backgrounds. And like my father is a chartered accountant. Now there is one more character that's played by Vipul Gupta. His father is like, you know, wants him to become a doctor. My father wants me to become an accountant. There's another friend who comes from a very rich family and doesn't know what to do with his life. Then there is the third person, a girl whose parents are sardars who run a dhaba. You know, and I am a biker, I don't have a bike, and there's a very special element in the show which is called Sridhar. Okay, I won't let out what Sridhar is, I want the fans to find out for themselves what it is, but there's a brilliant element called Sridhar in the show that is within my family context. But it's essentially about, you know, I mean, they all have aspirations. Like, my character essentially wants to become a multi-millionaire overnight, you know. That's his thing, that he wants to become a multi-billionaire overnight, and he doesn't want to work, he doesn't want to do a 9-to-5 job, he just wants it fast and he wants it, which is very unlike me. But within the character, there are a lot of people in life that way who want to make the quick money and kind of, you know, rule the world or, you know, rule life and stuff like that. So my character Ratu is that way. He doesn't want to do a regular job. He just wants to make money overnight and he wants to get out of his small town and make the big bucks. I'm somehow hoping, you know, that's why when you ask me expectations, I didn't say anything because I just hope that, you know, that's why I'm like talking to all the Remix fans and all those in India films. I just hope they catch the show and see the elements in it. Now, for me, example, as an actor, I've given 4 different dimensions to it. Now, one is the comedy element, which I'm very worried about because it's great fun, but I'm just really worried about how it's going to work out because it's over the top slapstick American style comedy. It's not the British subtle humor style.
I think you are going to have a lot of people identifying.
And then there is the dude with attitude, then there is the guy with his friends who's normal, and you know, then there is a really serious side of him which comes out very frequent, I mean, very little, which will come out later on in the show, but initially there's just one or two outbursts of seriousness. But essentially he's like a very harami character. That is the best way to describe Ratu. He's the harami character. And he always gets beaten up in the show. So he's not like Yuvi at all.
Okay, alright. Now, well, considering you're playing a prankster on the show, and Karan Mahi is a self-confessed prankster. Is he giving you some acting tips on Ratu character now? Anvesha Rules wants to know that.
Karan Mahi... No. Karan, in fact, Mahi just called me in the evening. And it's amazing you're asking me all these questions because he's in Delhi right now. And by the way, all those people who do not know, Karan is doing a film with UTV, which has got delayed for the past 3 months. So he's just waiting it out and he's also like just waiting for his movie to kind of start and all that stuff. But he's been waiting to do it. But he called me up saying, Raj, you're looking great in the promo. Whatever you've done to the hair is brilliant. Do not change your hair. And unlike Remix, finally people can see your face. So So basically, Karan Vahi just called me in the evening to tell me that he had seen the promo and he loved the promo and he just basically loves my hairstyle. And according to him, in remix, most people did not get to see my face because of the hair in front of my head. So he's like, this time people will get to see your face and they'll love you.
Okay, alright.
So Vahi is great, supportive. He's a brother. And of course, prankster-wise, I don't know whether he will give me any tips. I'm the one giving him tips about all the pranksters. In fact, he blames me for making him a spoiled brat. And he says when he came to Bombay, he was this really sharif bacha, and now he's this very bad boy thanks to me, but I don't take any credit for that.
Okay, alright. Good for you. Alright, now let me quickly read the next message. Anvesha rules. She says, hey Raj, feels nice to have you on IF again. Well, I would be very honest in my message to you. I've always said it and saying it again that I've loved watching you in remakes, loved your character a lot. Then posthumous, I was supportive of you joining Ekta because I know that nothing good was happening on TV, but didn't like the way you were totally sidelined as our show in Kahani Ghar Ghar Ki. Expected her to give you a better and more meatier role, but always, anyways, all's well that ends well. I'm so happy that that finally get to see you once more as a lead.
Okay, I kind of lost that message. I've got the gist of what Anvesha was trying to say, and thanks Anvesha for being so considerate towards me.
There's this gal named Rakhi who is a huge fan of yours, but is too shy to post a message. For you, totally ignorant of the fact that you are just a bro for her. So I would really be thankful to you if you help her and also a few others like Shelley's. Smithy and gang, clear their misconceptions about you and let them know that you are just an elder brother to all of them. I don't know.
No, I'm not an elder brother to anybody. I'm a complete single male to all these girls. When they grow up, I'm going to be the dude there. So please, I don't want to be anybody's brother. Huh? So all those who want to make me brother, sorry, you can go to Karan Vahi for that.
Okay, alright. Raj, you're incorrigible, honestly. Bad influence on these all young kids on India forums.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Hello, little sisters, everybody. When you grow up to be really hot women, please remember me.
Okay. Now, looking at the storyline 4, I feel it begins from the place where the remix ended. Sounds like a sequel of remix. Oh my god, you're going to kill me for this. Yes.
Let me clarify again, remix and 4 is no connection. There is no connection between UV and Ratu. Please, I'm repeating that again and again and again. This is a different character and I've had an absolute blast playing it. And at some level, it's been so much fun because he has so many shades to him.
Okay, now, one question. How did you land up with...
4 was basically, there was a point I was getting offered, suddenly there was this new channels coming up and I was getting offered around, I'd offered around 7 shows at one time. And 4 basically happened, luckily out of the 7 shows, I picked up this one because this one was a Sony sub. The others are for a Z channel and I'm not a very big fan of Z anytime because I've had a very bad experience with them and their channel has got postponed. But essentially the producer of this show called Binayfar Kohli, I went to meet her. She was after me to meet me and I went to her office to meet her. Basically to say, no, I do not want to do this show because I'm doing Balaji Kahani. But she trapped me in her office with 2-3 of these big executive producers and said, you have to do this show. And I just did not know how to get out of the office until I said yes. And she was very, she basically just really believed in me as an actor and said that you're the one person I want and I'm not taking no for an answer. And I really did not have an answer for her persistence, so I ended up saying yes.
Okay, so did you have any choice of choosing the character of Ratu or it was just a role written just for you?
I don't know. Honestly speaking, in the case of 4, it's when I started shooting that I went about, I'm just saying, it was a conviction of this producer who just was relentless. She just wanted me. She did not want, I told her, ma'am, you'll get 5 other actors, you'll get better actors, you'll get cheaper actors than me. She just wouldn't relent. She just wanted me for the show. And she just, I mean, she was quite, and she was very sweet. Both she and her husband were like, you know, really adamant that they wanted me for the show. And after some time, I just got really convinced that, you know, how come they have so much belief in me as an actor and as a person? So I said yes to it. And there's no other reason.
I'm sure they are in touch with these fans. Just listen to this message. This is by Smriti Arshi and she says, hi Raj, I want to thank you with all my heart and soul for bringing UV in my life. Remix might have ended, but the footprints of UV and teachings he gave me would always be there in my life. You and Arshi both have turned my life towards success. Post Remix, I have just waited to see you do something really great. And now with 4, that wish is being fulfilled. Your eyes perhaps is the most truthful eyes I've ever seen, Raj. It holds your soul and every time you have cried on screen, I've cried with you too. I just wish that you achieve the zenith because you so very much deserve it all.
My God, who is this sweet person?
Her name is Smriti Ashi.
Okay, this is a new fan of mine. I have never heard from her before. And I must say, yeah, I'm so touched, yeah. I mean, I don't know what teachings I might have given in Remix to you, but yes, I'm glad that you cried with us. And I know Remix is, I mean, there is no way to replicate something like Remix. It had its time and space within a particular time and space on television, and we wish it could have gone on for a longer time. And I definitely feel that Star One now repents shutting it down, because everybody else is cashing in on that kind of thing. Like Left Right Left is basically characterizations picked up from Remix. And I think Star One made a mistake of shutting the show down at that point of time. It was a corporate bad decision made by them. But it was there for that time period, and I'm sure that within that time period it affected so many people and it changed our lives, most importantly. I mean, most of you don't understand that you guys keep saying that Remix had this effect on you, this effect. But you must understand the kind of effect it had on us is even more. It's far more powerful, because it's given us a credibility within the television industry which I don't think too many shows nowadays can.
Yes, that's true. Very true. Absolutely. Well, I have so many messages, Raj. I can't tell you. I mean, I'm running out of it. You have to give an email ID to me so that I can forward all these to you. You really need to keep... So I think they just keep sending me messages to give it to you. So I just have to read some names out.
All of them have my email ID. It's RajSinghArora@yahoo.com, and a friend of mine has opened up an Orkut account for me or something, which I've never checked. But I generally tell him or her to kind of just post my messages when they're in office. But I have something on Orkut also, so you can kind of mail me there.
Okay, absolutely. Very good, actually. That's very good. So we have Salvi, we have UV Craziest Fan, we have, oh my God, Harshada. Oh, there's so many. Divya, Little Ashi, Niyati Rocks. Nits Rocks. Okay, there's just so many of them who have given you messages, but I really can't read them all.
Excellent, not a problem. And please tell them you can now become Rattu and Four fans.
Okay, Rattu and Four fans. Alright, so we will keep out a watch for you. And Raj, we wish you all the best for your new serial. We really want you to succeed in everything that you do, and Four automatically comes in it. So, waiting to see you rock in Four, and thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much, Mini, and to all the India Forums members, thank you so much for being there as always. I look forward to most of you seeing my news, look forward to honest criticism and honest opinions from your side, because it makes a lot of difference to me. And I hope you like the show and you support my role in it, but please be honest and tell me how you like it and post your things on IS and I'll definitely check it out.
India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.